Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hi, Ellie. Welcome to the What's Your Next podcast.
Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a Canadian romance author in the Toronto area. And I've been writing, I was thinking about it 3 years or 4 years. It feels like an eternity to me, but then yes. When I think about it from like the bird's eye view, like it's still so new to me and so like exciting. So haven't been writing that long, but I write spicy romance books with, I like to make people laugh in them. They're not quite rom-coms. I wouldn't call them rom-coms, but I do like to make people laugh. And if I'm not writing, I'm just binging reality TV. I have a beagle who likes to occupy all of my attention. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk reality TV in a minute, but I just have to say, like I share with you before we get started, I've been reading your books and you're perfect for doom scrolling. They're the antidote because there's a lot of banter. There's spiciness. There's just like fun. Like scenes are just kind of, you can laugh out loud, but at the same time, it's not challenging of like, I'm going to feel my emotions. It's just more like a little bomb of like good stuff. Yeah. And I think we need this in today's society, like wherever we are, like it's just challenging. And so and men are so sweet and they're so like great. They're like ideal boyfriends. Like,
We need all the green flags these days.
Yes, they're green flags. Yes, they're not like the Love Island USA men this year.
Especially this year. What
this
was
year, the rich. What happened? I was like, I had to go to therapy like multiple times. I was like,
there was like the fault.
I was like, the men, the way they were like, it's making you feel too much and I was like, no, it's okay. I'm happy to be single. And how my book boyfriend actually take care of things.
Made me so sad, especially coming off of the season before where the men were screwing up, but they were genuine. And like, they're all.
Even Rob was just like, please, I'm glad he went to Traders. I'm glad with his overalls. He was just like having his own space. But I found Rob amusing. I was like, he doesn't know how to manage his emotions. So he goes under the pool.
It was never like ill intent. Like there was no ill intention, like even when they were screwing up. Whereas like this season, I feel
like they traumatized Amaya's asking for boundaries. Can I call you babe? And I was like, I'm sorry. This is my boundary. I felt like they went to TikTok University and got psychology degrees. Yeah. And like the boomers get the war degree in Facebook. I think they went. And they were like, they thought love bombing was just talking to someone. I was like gaslight. I'm like, no, you actually are doing
this. Yeah, you are the problem here.
You are the problem. It's not me.
It was a bummer.
So I discovered your books in Prime, Love Island peak after USA.
Nice.
And they were kind of like the antithesis because I was like, oh my gosh, I want this football player. I want this race. I'm like, oh, he's, he can handle it. He's smitten, but he doesn't want to be smitten by her. And it's just a fun little thing. And yeah, she has a traumatic childhood, but she has been able to be scrappy and be able to overcome it. And it's kind of like fun to do.
Yeah, they really are kind of, just not to brag or anything, but they really are like so well matched.
Yes.
She gives it back just as well as she can take it and as hard as he gives it to her. And I just, their dynamic is just like my favorite.
Yes. All right. The book is Only Between Us by Ellie K. Wall. There is a second book in the series, but it can be read standalone and you can actually go back to it because the early book is just, it's connected to it, but there's more books. I think your books are in Kindle Unlimited, which is exciting. Yep. You can actually binge on them at any time. The book is Only Between Us by Ellie K. Wall. It's the second book in the series, but you can read you can start standalone, but you can read the before and read out of order and it's totally fine. Let's talk about reality TV shows. So which ones, we talked a little bit about Love Island, so I'm assuming you did watch it. But what kind of reality TV shows do you end up watching or end up binging?
Like, the more dramatic, the better, in my opinion. Like, yeah. I will tell you that they're the first three. Have you watched Vanderpump Rules?
Yes. I actually told people that they need to watch it. I've been a doula, or kind of like just guiding people to watch from the beginning to the space. I did not watch Shivali this past season because it's so toxic.
Yeah.
But I basically tell them the first four seasons you have to watch is like reality TV gold.
It's like it will never be touched in terms of it. It just had everything. It was back before TikTok, before even like I think Instagram had just started.
Yeah.
It wasn't today's reality TV where everyone is just so self-conscious and like worried about how they'll come off online. These people were just like unfiltered, raw, and they were actual friends with each other. Yes. And so the drama was real and so juicy, and it just will never, nothing will ever be better than seasons 1 to 3 and like 4, even 5. Like,
yeah,
it is just magic.
It is just magic. I think 4 is when Jax gets arrested for stealing the sunglasses in Hawaii and then going to, I went to prison because I need to get away with you. And I found peace in the jail cell.
Like,
can you make a reality TV show like that?
It's just they really lightning in a bottle with all those, you call them characters because they are like they're such characters, right? Even just magic, absolute magic.
Yes, it is truly like just a time capsule. And I think in some ways it's the end of the era because we had so much great reality TV shows in the aughts. Like we got Flavor of Love and Rock of Love, which are like these surreal. We had things like VH1 was delivering us like the most unhinged, crazy stuff. And then it just became kind of like produced and like look in the different ways. Obviously, The Hills is like a great show. Like it's standard. Yeah. Like we can't stop talking about it. I think people who haven't watched The Hills and they see Spencer Pratt now, they're like, oh, he's so nice. I was like, you don't understand. We hated this man. He was
the original like reality TV villain. Yes. Like he paved the way for Jax's toxicity in Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. And I think in some ways they're trying to I think he's helping consulting. We assume he's consulting the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh,
and the race, like a lot of the villain, the Demi specific things, like the villain, like the need of a villain, the need of like needs to have drama and stuff. Yeah. It's like it's getting that space. They're looking for people like him, Nick Mile, who have been like this role. And so to see it now in this day and age of what reality is working right now. But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I think he has admitted he has consulted in different reality TV shows and as a like hot storyteller.
Get your bag. Like he earned it. Like he did.
He did it. He made it for nothing.
Yeah. Literally, and just put his own life on blast for how many years? Like he was the most hated man on TV for so long, got crapped on for so long. So you know what? You gave us the entertainment. Now go get your money. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, because if you look back, like the first season was we had Jason and it was kind of like boring. And then the second season was just, okay, we got Spencer. And it was like, and he actually built the character arc that we wanted to.
Yeah.
And I think it has so many iconic scenes. I actually had to share with a friend. I was like, I'm doing a no contact with someone. And I was like, I want to forgive you and I'm going to forget you. It is such an iconic
scene. Yeah, mascara tear.
Yes, and so that's in some ways and help shape what Bravo looks like now.
Yeah,
what Hulu's looking now, what Netflix is trying to do. We're looking. E is like so sad, but it's not that he's no longer our player. But it's interesting, like how the state of reality and how it is actually like what's working, what's not working, and what's not working is that they're overly produced, and that we have to understand like what's happening and the spoilers and
like the casting of influencers, I think is
that's the issue with Love Island this season. There were too many influencers. I was like, I only care about Maya Papaya because she didn't have anyone manage She didn't have anyone to manage. She went for love.
Yes.
But everyone else had this influencer and stuff. And I'm like, girl, they knew the money. And I think in some ways, I appreciate Love Island season 6 and even the Beyond the Villa. I haven't watched last night's episode. it's so fresh that we're just finding out the information as they do, because they just recorded like a month ago. It's not like we're waiting, like Bravo shows, we're waiting 6 or 8 months to see what's going to happen this in the TV. Yeah. So we already have this. I paid for spoilers. I paid for the tea and Bravo cocktail. So I know what's happening early. I knew when Vanderpump with Scandal will happen like 3 hours early.
Oh my God.
I was like in the know. I was like, no, here's what's happening. Be prepared. But it's reality TV. So I appreciate for you to indulge me with this conversation. So let's talk about your reading life. What kind of books do you tend to read? Were you a romance reader before writer, or were you reading other genres? And you just like, you know what? Sometimes we just need happily ever after, especially yeah. the 2020s.
I mostly am a romance reader for sure. I think it's again like me chasing the good vibes and just you get enough of the crap in your regular life. So anything like happy and cheerful is what I'm chasing. I had a very big, obviously like a psychological thriller. I think we all did like around like the Gone Girl.
Yes. Sometimes you need to marry the man or you need to kill him.
Yes.
You know, it's like there's no in between.
But yeah, I mostly read romance. Contemporary, but I'll do like a fantasy romance here and there for like series that are like close to completion because I don't have a soul for cliffhangers. Yes. So I always keep my eye out for finished series or like duologies or whatever that I can just binge and know all the answers right away.
Yeah. Do you like, because you write some sports romance, do you read some sports romance or you like, or other sports other than football or?
I've read some, like I've read like, of course, it's impossible to read romance and not read a hockey romance these days.
Yes.
So I've obviously read some of those. I have read other football romances too. My next book, actually, I'm very excited about this. The one that comes out in February the 3rd in the series is actually a surfing romance.
Yes.
And she's the athlete, which like I'm so excited about. Like it's always centered around the like that. Of course, like there's like the escapism and the fantasy of having a pro athlete falling in love with you, but like really cool too to explore like a female athlete. She's a competitive surfer and it just shakes things up a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. One, because I have a surfing list romance, actually, that's really popular on Google. So I'm like, oh, I have another one to add on. But the other part is that women athletes are having their moment. Like we had the WNBA, we got Alana Meyer, we got like women athletes are actually dominating. And I think we need more romance of that and men who can actually support them and be the best. Who can be their match. And I think that's actually needed. It's okay to have so many book boyfriends, but sometimes we just need that. She's actually killing it and he's taking pictures.
He's the one, yes. And he's like, loves his pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
Or having the same Travis Kelce vibe when he goes to Eras Tour, that kind of vibe. Like, he's so proud of her.
Literally, like, the entire time she's out in the water, he's just like this.
He's like, shirts.
Like, he makes like Team Summer. Like, really pink and girly. So he like makes like Team Summer glitter t-shirts that he like wears like proudly. He's just like very proud of her.
Perfect. Yes, we need this. So I'm eagerly looking forward to this. Ellie, do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
God, what have I been reading recently? I read Not Safe for Work by Nisha J. Tooley. Have you read it?
Yes, I did. Oh, it was a vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
So good. I read Weigh It With You by Chip Ponds, which was like super cool and fake dating and reality TV. Like it was like a reality TV like intersection, kind of like loosely based on a show like The Amazing Race.
Yes.
So that one was great. Just trying to think. Those were like my two most recent reads.
I love this. Love this because they're perfect for the summer. So Ellie, tell us where you can find you online.
I am on Instagram at Ellie K. Wild Author and also on TikTok with the same handle. And then just my website is just kind of the best place to always stay updated on what's coming next for me.
Awesome. Thank you, Ellie, for being on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider rate, review, or subscribe to the show. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.